I got a uniform to iron. I'm going to come downstairs quickly, so to your place. And get some breakfast sorted out.
Well, I don't like school.
You don't like school?
No, because I don't like coming out.
You don't like going out in the morning?
Mm.
No, well, I can't say I'm that keen, Tom, but it's something we've got to do. I don't think we were ever that keen when we were going to places like toddler group in the mornings. When were we getting out?
Oh.
What's she saying? Going to play games now?
Yeah.
Right, come on, sweetheart. Come downstairs. We need to get breakfast, teeth brushed, washed, dressed, and go.
Ooh, look at that.
I know, what's happened?
Freddie's
been sick for the first time in weeks and weeks and weeks. I know, I've just noticed that. Well, Daddy's cleaned it up, hasn't he? Not made a very fantastic job. Right, come on, Tom's please, to the table. Come on, sweetheart, just on the iron, because I've got that plugged in. I've got to do some iron on now. Right, have a seat. Would you like some corn plates this morning?
Please.
With some milk?
Mummy,
pardon? What would you like?
I can't think.
You can't think. Well, have some milk with them. Okay. I'm going to have some toast, or you can have some toast, or you can have some cornflakes and toast. Well, shall we have cornflakes?
Yeah.
To help pour some?
No.
No? What's that?
It's bleeding.
What is it?
This machine scares me of yours.
Is it?
Ooh! It's on my face.
Is it right? You better put it down now because we've got to be quick. That's it, we'll move them over here. Until after we've
Hey!
What's the matter?
I want to
do it. No, listen, sweetheart, we're rushing. We've got plenty of time at the moment. As long as we're quick. And then we can walk to school in plenty of time. If we start messing about, we're right on the last minute. And you'll get upset, I'll get upset. We'll have to rush up the hill. It's not worth it. So let's just get ready and go now in good time. Okay? No need to get upset, Tom. It's quarter to eight. We've got to leave.
I'm not eating breakfast.
Thomas, you can't go to school without breakfast. Come on. 8:20, we have to leave this house to get there by 9:00. Now I've just got to find an envelope because somewhere I've got an envelope and I'm going to put the £6 in it for school lunch. Okay?
Okay.
There you are.
What are my...
Do you like that this morning?
No, don't like it.
You don't like it?
No.
Oh, well, I've no juice until I go to the supermarket. Tiny drop, that's all. Water to drink?
No, I don't want anything to drink.
Would you like some tea? I've got some tea.
No.
There you are, it's the last drop of juice. A couple of mouthfuls there. Okay. We mustn't forget to take this back with us.
I'm having school dinner, summer.
Yes, Tannen, yes. So there's a £5 note and a £1 coin makes £6. So when you get there today, last week, do you remember? Mummy put it, gave it to Mrs. Wilson. This week there's a little basket which says dinner money. If you would kindly put it in there, please. There's a little card there for Quailene, Joshua's mummy. And in your school diary, I put a little note there for Mrs. Wilson. Look. Dear Mrs. Wilson, just a note to let you know that I have asked Mrs. Lynn Berry, Ben's mum, to collect Thomas from school today. And then I've put, thank you for looking after Thomas during his first week at school. And then there's a list there of all mummy's work numbers, mobile phone numbers, work numbers, what days, daddy's mobile number and his work number. Because if anybody needs to contact us, I want to make sure that they know exactly where we are. So that's very important. We're having both those things in this morning when we get there, Thomas. Okay.
Might have some cornflakes.
Because if you don't have some, it's going to be a very long time till lunchtime, isn't it? I know you get a snack, but we need lots of energy. You need petrol in your legs to get up the hill, don't you? Mm-hmm. I'm going to eat mine, but I'm ironing at the same time.
Right.
Yes, pop it.
My legs have got two more drops of petrol.
Okay. And then if you want some toast or some bread or fruit, after that you can do. Shoes are nicely polished already, aren't they?
No, not.
Are those shoes more comfortable now?
No.
They're
not? I'm not going to wear them for school.
And if you don't wear those, you have nothing else to wear.
I want my dinosaur shoes with no flashing lights.
Mm.
What about those?
But they don't look very smart now, Thomas. Those are the shoes that we got about April time. And you've worn them right through the spring, the summer. We've gone everywhere in them. And I know they still fit, but when we were buying new shoes, and they measured your feet, they actually said you were almost ready for a new pair, so there was no point in us not getting the slightly bigger size.
Well, mate, I do get the straw in your drink.
No, thank you, because I've got a cup of tea. No, the drink's for you. If you don't want it, we'll put it back in the fridge until
it's
okay,
I'll have it.
Would you like it?
Yes.
It is nice. Now, please eat, Thomas, quickly, because I don't want to start shouting at
I
you.
I can do it.
When the clock goes to the top, we've got to leave the breakfast table and go up to the bathroom.
I don't know if I can do that. Who's up to the top?
What's up to the top?
The clock.
Well, you can if you're quick, if you start eating. There's going to be a noise for a second now while the steam iron goes, psh, you wait and see. There we are.
And your space rocket going up in the moon.
Yep. That's the speed at which Mummy irons. The speed of a space rocket going up to the moon. It's the trouble with black, this sweatshirt. It's been washed and we've looked after it and it looks a little bit bitty at the bottom.
Yeah.
It looks a little bit bitty. It's got little white bits on it. I noticed John Williams on Friday had a few little white flecks. There we are. It's all right. They've come off as soon as I've given this a little shake. They've come off.
Mummy, it's come off.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, look.
Right, Thomas, please, will you just start eating the cornflakes, please? Right, come on, now. It doesn't matter, they're only pyjamas, they'll go in the wash. Perhaps the carton's a little bit full, don't worry about it. It's all right now, it's absolutely fine. That's it, shall I drink a little bit out of it? There we are, oh that's nice. Cherry drink. I have to go and get some more juice. I think we need some cheese as well. And what else? Juice, cheese. I think we could do some fruit. The basket's looking a bit tired, isn't it? What was that?
It's something on our roof.
Something on the conservatory roof? Is it? What is that? Let's have a look.
A snail. Yeah, two boogly things like this, Mum.
Did it? It might have been a squirrel or it could have been a bird. We get pigeons on the roof.
No, because it had holes.
Like it did it? Like a snail? Well, I think it was making a bit too much noise for a snail.
But, you know, snails can run fast, you know.
Can they?
Yeah.
Very fast?
Yeah. They can run like that.
Well, perhaps it was a snail. A really big snail. Do you think that's what it was? A huge snail? Yes?
Mm.
So what have you got to tell me this morning, Thomas?
Nothing important.
Nothing important? No?
No. Something important. He said, every day we better stir.
Oh, with a raspberry vinegar, yes. Well, we'll do that later on when you come home.
Cool. School.
We won't worry about it now. Okay. But you're quite right, we do need to stir it and we need to water plants as well every day, don't we?
Yes, and we need to water them now.
Well, again, I think they'll do their job, don't you? I think our main priority at the moment is to get ready. I've still got to iron something for myself to wear as well. It's not just your school uniform. You feeling a bit cold? You see, I caught my dress.
Something important.
What's that?
Something
with a bobbly eye and it was not a snail. Something what, darling?
The bobbly eye
spooky
was not a snail.
Something with a bobbly eye that's not a snail, what's that?
Horns.
Horns? Oh, heck. Sounds a bit frightening, whatever it was that was on the roof.
It was an Indian spider.
An Indian spider? Hmm. You've been learning about Indian spiders?
Yeah.
What are Indian spiders, Thomas?
They're very hairy.
Yes.
Like the ones now.
Yes.
And the horns meet when they can't see the birds. They say, ah! And they flew. Like this woman.
Yes. Oh,
birds.
Dear. Really?
Yep.
Well, I didn't know that, Thomas. You see, this is why it's good that you're going to school, because you can learn things. Mummy doesn't know. You can teach Mummy card when you come home. There we are. School uniform, nice. I'm just going to put a crease in these little shorts, Tom.
Yeah?
I'm just going to put a crease in the shorts with the iron, so wait for this space rocket sound again.
Oh, God. It's mine. Is it Thunderbird 2?
I think so, yes. Right. Let's count down. 10.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lift off!
There we are. It's got to lift off again on the other side. There we are.
And the other side.
Sounds a bit like a steam train, doesn't it? There we are.
That it goes on the mending hole.
Right, you're going to look smart now, aren't you?
Yep. It looks slimy as a slug.
Slimy as a slug? Oh, I don't want you to go out looking as slimy as a slug. Very nice, isn't it? At least the sun's shining today, Tony. Because when you started on Wednesday, or do you? It wasn't very nice, was it?
It was like this moment.
It was crying, wasn't it? Crying rain. Yes. So the cornflakes good?
Yeah. Nom, 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 nom.
No crows.
You know crows.
Oh, you know crows. You mean, do I know about crows?
Yeah.
Yes, I know about crows.
But you don't know all about crows.
Well, I don't, Thomas, you're right. What do you know about crows that I don't know?
The Indian ones and the Indian-based ones.
Oh, Indian crows?
Yeah.
Like the Indian spiders?
Yeah. Not really like spiders.
No, they're not like spiders, because we know they're from India, like the spiders, the Indian spiders.
Yeah. But in the olden days, you know what they can do? Change colour.
Can they?
Yeah.
They can change colour. Yeah. And they're definitely crows, are they? Birds?
Definitely.
Definitely. And they change colour?
Yeah.
What do you mean by in the olden days?
If any other things say, oh, very nice crows.
And what colour do they change to?
Mummy! It's up to the top!
Oh. What do you mean it's up to the top of the top? We'll be quick then. Shall I do a brush and whistle then? You can still talk to me. But, oh, excuse me, just eat as well. Oh, I know what else we need from the shop as well, Tommy.
What?
Vitamin tablets.
Oh,
no. Are you feeling fine apart from tired today?
Yeah.
Good. All right. What's the matter? You're just thinking?
Yeah, thinking.
What are you thinking about?
You!
Why? What have I done?
Nothing.
Drink nice, Thomas. There we are. Smart boy. I'm going to press that collar down actually because it was sticking up a little bit the other day, wasn't it? Right, prepare for the steam rocket, everybody.
Right! That's thunder, it's fighting.
Wasn't it? And one more. It's a very exciting sound, isn't it? Probably not if you're listening at the other end.
It's Thunderbird 2 coming up now.
Is it?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off!
Please make your breakfast quickly. Quickly now. We've not had cornflakes for a few days, they're quite nice, haven't they? Shouldn't you remember when you have them again? There used to be an advert on television for cornflakes saying just the same. Now, when you haven't had them for a while and you suddenly find yourself eating a bone, you think, these are jolly nice. That's just what I'm thinking this morning. Oh, dear, dear. I think it's because it's a little bit cooler this morning. It's making Mummy's nose run.
Mummy!
Come on, Tom, please, be quick now. Come on, quick. Don't mess about.
I can't eat anymore.
Well, would you like a piece of toast or some bread? Or an apple or something?
No.
Pardon?
No.
Nothing?
No.
You sure? Okay, you've done very well. You've had most of it. It's quite a big bowl, isn't it? You've done very well. It's important that you eat something before you go out in the morning. Especially now it's getting a little bit cooler.
I'm awake. No, I sleep in my trousers.
Yeah.
To dry you.
Okay, well, it was only a tiny bit of juice you spilled on us. It's nothing to worry
not
about.
Not all the trousers.
No, it was only the corner, wasn't it? It was just down the side of one leg. Nothing to worry about that. Yeah, how's that?
It's not sticky.
Right, are you sure you've had
enough?
Right, are you sure you've had enough to eat?
Yep.
Right, now it's time to go upstairs. Thomas, now to the bathroom. Could you put that down?
Is it
upstairs,
this was it doll? Mummy.
Pardon?
It's time to lift that.
Is it?
Are you going to snap for it?
I don't think I really need to use the steam in this. Yeah, it looks a bit strange this morning, don't it? I'll have to give it a good brush. It doesn't need washing because it's not dirty, but your hair's like mine. When it's not washed, it sticks up in all the right places. I quite often have to wash mine just to keep it looking in shape, even though it doesn't really need washing. And the trouble is, if you wash it every day, then it gets dry and then it sticks up even more. What's the problem? Oh, I didn't mean to touch the button then. I had a bit of steam, didn't we? Right, please, Thomas, put that away now and go upstairs. Leave it down here. Don't take it with you. No, Thomas. Leave it down here, please.
I'm going to put it where the clothes are upstairs.
Yes, but you're not to take it into the bathroom with you, okay?
No.
Good boy.
So you used to nap.
All right, bye-bye. I'll see you in a minute. Right, sweetheart, could you start getting dressed, please? Thomas?
He's coming when he just does something with his track. There he did it. He's just going to park it under the shed.
If you'd like to take your pajamas off, please.
Oh, that is warm.
Just watch this iron. I think I better unplug that, actually, and move it, don't you?
Yeah, you would move it.
Because if I turn anything on, I always absolutely panic that I've left the iron on. So if I move it, and we both remember seeing me move it. Right, don't climb up there, just take your pajamas off.
Excuse me. Thank you.
Right, so there you are, pants, yes, socks, there. So when we're walking to school and I suddenly panic and say, oh, did I unplug the iron? You'll be able to always ask because I remember. And I remember as well this morning. There we go. I think they're on back to front, Thomas. Let's just have a little look there. Have a look before you go any further. He's Bob the Builder pants, that's it, and that's as easy as the ones with Thomas the Tank Engine have the label at the back, don't they? Mm-hmm. So you always say label at the back, but these, you've got Bob the Builder ones, have a label at the side. Oh, look at what's on your vest.
Eck.
Who's that?
Who? I'm Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear on your vest, there you are.
Good boy.
Pardon? T-shirt. Anyway, you do your T-shirt. I'm still trying to swallow a few mouthfuls of cornflakes.
Who's this one for?
It's yours as well.
Liam doesn't need one, does he?
No, and I've got the ones that Liam gave you upstairs. They're just spare ones. So I bought two for you. So that right now you're wearing one. You just put one on, haven't you, to go to school in?
Yeah.
And the other one is hanging up there, ready. So that when you want to clean one tomorrow,
yeah.
There it is, ready, washed, dried, ironed.
Mummy, what does this say?
It's a St. John's CE Primary School. And the little crest has a J and an S entwined. S for Saint and school, and J for...
Say.
What's J for?
Jones.
Yeah, for Jones, that's right.
Like ponds.
pants, like buns. They are squeaky trousers on. Now, there is a label at the back on those.
Good.
They're easy to put on, aren't they? Actually, while you're doing that, I'll put my skirt on. I don't think any of the neighbours can see me, do you?
No.
It's alright, don't wander off too far. I can still talk to you.
Just look over here.
Right, Thomas, do the little boys have their t-shirts tucked in their shorts or not?
Sometimes they do.
So some wear them tucked in and others have them out?
Yeah.
Right. I just wondered last week, because you had yours out most of the time, didn't you? I just wondered what the other little boys were doing. Because they're quite long, their t-shirts, really, aren't they, to tuck in?
Yeah, they are.
If you tuck them in, they
just
look really quite bulky, don't they?
Yeah.
Come here and we'll tuck your vest in. Right, shall we put the sweatshirt on now?
No, not yet.
Not yet?
No.
Right, please stand still while I'm doing it. Put your tissue in this pocket as well. You see, I think you'd have a job getting your t-shirt tucked in there, Tom, really.
I do.
I really meant... Oh, mind you, I was going to say, once you've got your sweatshirt on, Tom, that's probably why I can't tell what they've got. Because once the sweatshirt's on top, we can't see, can we? Now, are you going to try and put your own socks on this morning?
I don't want
to. Well, you have problems with socks, don't you?
You do. That's why I don't want to.
Ah, yes, but you had problems with everything until you practiced. And now you can get dressed on your own. It's just socks you have.
I forgot how to do it.
Well, just sit on the sofa.
Oh, put me up.
Right, now, this is what you think. Right, that's the sock. Hang it up as if it was Christmas, waiting for Father Christmas on the mantelpiece. Okay, with the toe pointing down and the heel towards you. Yes? Ready, just to slip your foot in. That's it. Toe down, heel towards you, slip it on. Okay.
And you do it every day?
No, I can't do it every day because what happens when it's PE? You have to do it yourself. There you are. Right, we'll put your shoes on in a couple of minutes before we go. We won't put them on yet.
I can blow in my train set.
You can if you're in it, yeah.
Thanks, now. That pooey stuff there.
We need a tissue for your pocket and you've got to have your hairbrush yet.
Okay.
There's going to be another funny noise now. I'll take the ironing board down. Wait for it. Oops. Creaks and groans that, doesn't it?
Yeah, right.
Oh, there's no vitamin tablet for poor Thomas this morning, is there?
No,
she'll
be down. Now, we're going to have a winder instead.
Oh, no, you'll have the table now. You're ready for school now. You've had your teeth brushed and everything. Haven't you? Yeah. Would you like some more juice or have you had enough of that?
I don't know.
Sorry?
Lots of pudding.
Well, there isn't pudding, Thomas. You had cornflakes and I offered you toast, fruit, bread. And you said no to everything. You're still hungry, really?
Yeah.
Well, if you have one of these, you sit back here, please.
Oh, yum.
Orange or black currant? Quick, quick. Quick, quick, Tom. Right.
Yeah.
Right, sit back at the table. And you've got to have your hands washed again and teeth brushed. Okay?
Teeth brushed again?
Yeah. And you really are rushing now. So come on, quick, quick. And don't get any sticky on that uniform. Let me do it because we're rushing now. Okay? And you still got your shoes to put on, remember? You must do that now. Okay? Can you manage? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
pull it off in one big strip, Tom. We've no time to eat it like that. Put it on the tent, keep it all the way from the uniform. That's it. It looks really nice. Is it tasty? Right, I think we better call it a day here now. Pardon?
I'm not going to say any of school.
Why?
I don't want to.
Why not? Don't you want to tell me what you've been doing?
I don't want to.
Why? Right, come and sit on my tissues off, please.
That's the new microphone.
Microphone.
It's got a call that makes me happier.
Make you happy, right? Take your shoes off.
What is it that makes me think? Cool!
Right. That's it.
Then we ring down your feet.
Right, put your shoes away quickly and then come sit on my knee and tell me about today, please.
It's very long and I can't tell you.
You just have to tell me absolutely everything. So I want to know a few things, please.
I'll just tell you one.
Come and sit on my knee, please.
I will just. Talking from here.
Oh, I'd like a cookie, please. Let me have a look at your bag. What have you got? Oh, we've got a new book today. Haven't we? That looks nice. And you've got the same library books. Do you not want to swap it? Let's see now what you've got. Right.
You know, Alex, look what this is from Kira. That. Kira, that's me. That's Robin.
Oh, Robin from Mrs. Blackford's?
Yeah.
Oh, to Thomas. Robin of Kira. Robin, Kira, Thomas. Oh, that's nice. So she drew a picture. Holly Watkins' mum said that Holly had left a picture in your bag on Friday. Did you know?
No.
Oh, 20th of September, parents' evening, Thomas.
Where?
I'm welcome to go along any time and meet your new teacher. Right, okay, well, I'll have to go to that then. Let's see what they've put in your school diary today.
Nothing.
Thomas, oh, this was the book about the lost teddy, do you remember?
Yeah.
Thomas talked about the picture and story happily. He also noticed the lost glasses on the pavement. This is something the author does in some of his books to test the children's observation skills. Look out. Oh, sorry, look out. Look out is the name of the new book. Look out. Right.
Then you read your motorbike one.
What's this, look out?
Yeah.
Oh, would you like to come on? Sit on my knee and we'll have a look at it. Yeah. Come on, sweetheart. Let's give Mum a cuddle. I've missed you today. Have you missed Mummy?
I'll tell you one thing when it's night time.
What will you tell me at night time?
One of my school things.
One of your school things?
Here's the booking lucky.
Well, before that, just tell me what you had for lunch at school today, please.
Chalk ice?
For pudding? Chalk ice?
With blue wrapping on.
Blue wrapping?
Lynn had that one.
Lynn had it as well, did she? But what did you have for your main course before your pudding?
Nothing.
Pardon?
Didn't have it.
What do you mean you didn't have it?
I didn't have anything. But I'd love it. What were we
just no, tell me, just before we read this book, you tell me what there was. Even if you didn't like it, you didn't eat it, you tell me what there was.
What?
Are you just too tired? Oh, sweetheart.
She's going off in a few
minutes. What sort of things? Was there some vegetables?
Yeah, but Mummy. My voice is going off in a minute.
Your voice is...
So, I'm not saving it.
You're saving your voice. Please, just tell me ever so quick, before we read that book, what you had.
I don't want to know.
Can you not remember what it was? Did you not like it, Thomas?
I don't know what it is.
You don't know anything? You're just so tired, aren't you?
Yeah.
Come on, tell me, please. Did you not like it?
No.
So all you had for lunch was a choc ice?
Mm.
Were you not hungry at school?
No.
What about the other children, Thomas? What did they eat?
They eat like me.
Just a choc ice?
Mm. Stop the engine.
Oh, well, in a minute, because I need to know. What did you have for a snack at school?
Mm.
Or did you have a drink, either in the morning or the afternoon?
Afternoon.
Afternoon, and what did you have this afternoon?
No. Talking about drinks, I might have one now.
Talking about drinks, you might have one now, might you? Mm. All right. Well, I'd like to talk about lunch, please, or a snack. What did you have for a snack this afternoon?
No, the
Thomas, Mummy needs to know if you're eating chocolate.
I had a snack.
Did you not have a snack?
No.
Was there a snack available?
No.
No?
No.
A drink?
No.
Piece of fruit?
No.
Did nobody have a snack? Well, you just told me you had a snack this afternoon.
Just said no.
So, you had cornflakes this morning when you went to school,
mm.
And you had a choc ice at lunchtime, and that's been it. Nothing else? Are you feeling very well?
Mm.
Or not feeling very well?
I'm feeling well, just start up the engine.
Alright, well, let's sit up. I'm going to get a nice kiss from my little boy.
So, don't go
in because
I've
got
off now.
Well, you don't have to use your voice to give your mummy a kiss. Mummy doesn't have to use her voice to give you a kiss. I just do it like this. Oh, that was nice, old chum. You might be a big schoolboy, but you're still a little boy, aren't you? Hey, are you not talking now? Are you not talking?
Your voice is turned off.
Is your voice turned off? Mm. Well, that's really helpful for the tape, isn't it? Oh, Tommy, thank you. You used that many books, did you? Right, do you know what this book is called? It's called...
Watch Out.
Look Out. Very nearly right. Watch Out. Look Out. It's called Look Out. L-O-O-K-A-O-T. Look Out. Now, let's see what's happening on the cover.
Oh, you done that by...
It looks like he's opened the garage door, doesn't it?
Mm.
And what's he seen?
Yeah.
A three-wheeler bike. It's like your tricycle, isn't it? Mm. And what's he got in his hand, Thomas?
A helmet.
A helmet. So do you think he's all ready to ride?
Yeah.
Oh, next page. What's he doing now?
Putting the helmet on.
He's putting the helmet on. And what's his mummy doing while he's doing
mommy.
That? Lawnmowing the grass. She's mowing the grass with the lawnmower, isn't she?
Mm.
I think she's putting lots of effort into it because look, she's kicking her legs.
Mm.
Very good. Now what's happened? Oh dear, what's happened?
Look at that cat.
Well, the cat looks a bit scared, doesn't she? She's got. She's put her ears back and she's got. And why is she looking scared? What's happened to make her look scared?
She went like this.
Yeah, but what happened to make her go like that?
Because she went... She went, ah!
Yeah, but what made her do that? What frightened her, Thomas?
Driving.
The boy driving his motorbike or whatever it is, isn't he? A little boy. So he's pedalling it, look, isn't he? You can see his feet on the pedals. He's crashing along. And his mummy looks a bit annoyed, doesn't she?
Mm.
What's she saying?
Stop!
She's wagging her finger, isn't she? Well, Mummy's in the garden, she's kneeling down, she's got her rubber gloves on and she's pointing her finger at him.
Okay.
Yeah, and why's she cross with him? What's he done to her?
He went...
She's gardening and he's whizzed straight across the grass, he's knocked over the pots that she's potting, frightened the cat, and who else has come for a look?
Oh, it's Rip.
It's Rip, but you didn't rip it, darling.
No.
What we'll do before we take it back to school.
Oh, the dog.
The dog, yeah, the dog's come out of the house to see what all the noise is. You see, the dog will have heard. What will the dog have heard, Thomas?
Whee! Oh.
The dog will have heard the bike going wee. He will have heard the cat screeching, and he will have heard.
Oi!
The mummy said, Oi, you, stop that, you naughty boy. Does that sound familiar? Oh, lordy, lordy. Doesn't end there, does it? We've turned the page and then what happens?
Read it to me when I play.
Well, I'll read it. Well, no, I'll read it then. If you don't want to read it, we'll have a look at it like this. He's carried on his mayhem, and despite his mummy saying stop, he doesn't look as if he can. He's crashed straight through. The dog's running after him to see what's happened. Look, it looks like his sister was perhaps in a tent reading a book, and he's crashed through the guy ropes, and the tent's come down. What else is he running to?
Socks.
He's running to the washing
room. And the knickers.
And the knickers, yeah, there's some shirts and socks and pants and shorts and look, handkerchiefs on the line. He's not lot over. Oh, and what do you think somebody else is doing? That's it. Daddy is buried. Now, don't rip it, Thomas, please. I know you haven't ripped it, but mend it before it goes back to school. It looks like Daddy's banging on the window. Why do you think?
Game on!
Yeah, that's right. Took the notice of his mummy, didn't he? But you can see Daddy's banging on the glass, because look, can you see all those marks around the glass? Oh my goodness. When we looked at this picture of them outside, can you see the little boy inside drawing, or he's painting on the floor, isn't he? He's got some paper and paints. Daddy's hand. Look, he looks as if he's gone straight through the patio door and... where's he gone? Into the house, you're pointing, like he's gone into the house, through the kitchen, knocked all the paints over, and the fruit trolley. Don't do that. Don't put your tongue out of that, that is naughty. Daddy got the cross. Oh, there's the dog. Oh, yes, you can get in. And, obviously they're teaching to drive now. What's happening on the last page?
Stop.
They've put upturned plant pots all around the garden and they've drawn the course out for them, haven't they? That's right, stop. That's very good, because two of the children are holding signs saying stop. This little boy's becoming his... what?
Policeman.
A policeman, that's right. A policeman's little. And mummy and daddy are guiding them around here with their arms saying, this way, this way. And the dog's happy. Somebody's missing from that picture. Yes. Who else is featured in the story?
Oh, yeah, the cat.
The cat? The cat's not there. I think obviously when he frightened the cat, he must have really frightened when she disappeared. Ah, oh, that's a nice story. No wonder it's called Look Out. Look Out. Can you say hello to your daddy now?
No, I'm not.
Daddy Thomas has been telling me
that
he's had a chuck ice for his dinner at school today.
Right.
Yeah.
But he said there was no snack this morning or this afternoon, and he didn't like what was for dinner, so he's just eating chalk ice.
What was for dinner?
No, Pooey, I don't want to
tell. I don't know. He won't tell me. Did you have a nice day, though?
Yeah.
Do you like this Look Out book that you've come home with?
Mmm.
What's she doing now?
You better get a girly.
Pardon?
You better get girly.
That's a guess girly. That's not a nice way to speak to me, is it?
Yes,
it is. Well, I can see what you're doing. You're playing with your train tracks. I mean, what are you doing? Are you going anywhere in particular?
Like London.
London?
London train.
Oh, yeah?
Look. How many carriages have got?
I've got quite a few. I've got five. Oops, you've just lost two. Haven't you? What do you think Daddy's doing in the kitchen?
Making something.
Making something? What do you think he's making? Sounds to me like he's chopping carrots.
Yucky carrots.
No, they're not yucky carrots. You're going to ask him what he's doing.
Daddy, what are you doing?
Peeling some carrots.
I told you.
So is that a passenger train going to London? Yes.
Yeah.
You're just lying on the floor now, aren't you?
Yeah, you know why?
Why?
There's passengers getting on.
Oh right, passengers are getting on, are they?
Yeah. Lots of passengers.
Yes. So you're having a little rest while they're doing that?
Mm.
You look tired out, Tom Henry, are you?
Mm.
You're right. You're just tired.
Mm.
You're not poorly?
Mm, yeah.
You are poorly.
That's why I'm not.
That's why you're not? You're not really poorly.
Washing his hands.
Washing his hands? I think he might be putting some water in the pan to cook the carrots.
Don't tell me.
Pardon?
Don't tell me.
That's not nice.
I know everything.
You don't know everything, Thomas.
I know when my mum and grandmother comes back.
What?
When it's Christmas.
Oh, they? They're coming back in November, aren't they? They're going to Australia on Saturday for 2 months. And they're coming back in November. Don't miss bonfire night. Don't miss bonfire night. You needn't go upstairs, Daddy. You want to stay down.
Yeah.
But they're quite nice. It will be nearly Christmas when they come back. It will be nearly Christmas when they come back. Will you miss them?
No, I don't like them.
Pardon?
Don't like them.
You don't like them? Oh dear. Well, you seemed to like them when you saw them last week.
I didn't.
Didn't you?
Actually.
You didn't actually. Why was that?
I didn't.
What have they done to upset you?
They just upset me.
Why?
They have.
Okay.
Silly pig.
Pardon?
Silly pig.
Who's a silly pig?
You.
What sort of pig?
Like a blue pig.
A blue pig?
Yeah.
I've never seen blue peas.
That's why you can poo.
I've only seen green peas. Did you have peas for lunch today?
No. Train's coming and the train's going over the bridge.
Over the rattling bridge. What's happened to this train here?
The London train must have been doing something when you put it in the head.
What's the London train doing?
Getting out of the station. The London mummy.
Pardon?
Big London mummy.
The big London mummy, what's that thing?
The London Express one.
Is that hard work driving that train?
Yeah.
Chuck chuck, oh, it's come to the end of the line.
I didn't see that line, I was just fast asleep.
Well, here? Well, that's no good if you're the driver of the train and you're fast asleep, is it?
The other one was just getting some buffers.
Buffers?
That stops the engines going.
Was it at Piccadilly Station last week when we saw the buffers?
Yeah.
Was it at Piccadilly or was it... At York, where was it? We did see some at Piccadilly, didn't we?
We did.
Seem to think we went somewhere else though, Thomas.
We got so daft.
Thomas, don't be so rude.
Don't be so rude.
Tell me I'm daft. That's not nice. Why have you come home from school being cheeky?
Because Daggery. Like it.
I like it. Don't you do that, Thomas.
I'm going to not be along the train. I'm going to be a new stripy train.
A new stripy train? And where's the new stripy train go to?
Anywhere.
Anywhere? What sort of stripy train?
The ones like stripe, like we went on one.
You mean the burgundy ones with the yellow stripe?
Yeah.
The Trans-Pennine ones?
Yep.
The ones that go across the Pennines, don't they?
This one does too.
Doesn't it? Stripy trains. Stripy trains.
It's just waiting for something.
Oops. Do you like that turntable?
Yeah.
Have you been playing outside today?
Yeah, I'm on the rails.
On the rails?
I'm one of the drivers.
Yeah, but did you play out at school?
Yeah.
And did you see Joshua?
No.
And James?
No.
Who did you see at school?
Nobody.
Nobody?
No.
Did you play with anybody?
No.
Did you sit next to anybody?
No.
Did you talk to anybody?
No.
So you've had a very lonely day, have you?
Mm-hmm. A very lonely day.
Oh, dear. Are you looking forward to going back?
No, I'm not.
Oh, why?
Because...
Yucky.
Yucky?
Yeah. Don't you like it? Oh dear, it's been a bit of a disaster there. Is it the stripy train or the London train?
Stripy.
Oh dear. Well, what's going to happen to the engine now that it's lying on its side?
That's one of the old ones.
Is it?
Yeah. Knocked them off the rails when they're old.
Is it one of the old carriages in the sidings?
Yeah.
And is it waiting to be rescued by somebody? Yeah. Are you waiting to have him rescued by somebody?
No, they just leave it there like the old buff and that buff and that one. Because we need it dirtier than a man. Clean it up.
You leave it dirty and the man cleans it up. And what will he do with it once he's cleaned it up?
He will put it somewhere.
Where will he put it?
I don't know.
Will he take it back to the engine shed?
Yeah, they dump it on the rails.
Dump it on the rails, but it'll cause more accidents, won't it?
No, because the trains, it's the little, the trains will run over them.
Oh.
Because when they're there, they run over from that little bit. Because they go under that little bit, and they come out.
So you're telling me the train can run over this carriage?
Yeah. No, just little things.
So, really, the train that's fallen on its side, is it really rusty and fallen to bits?
Yeah.
So it's all little bits that are scattered about?
Mm.
Oh, I thought you meant the whole train could drive over the carriage. The engine. But you just mean bits from the engine, don't you?
Yep.
Right. Shall I turn up there, be the signal, and then we can go straight round there into the engine shed?
Not going there.
Isn't it?
That's not where the stripy train is.
Oh, right, the stripy train goes a different way, this way.
You know what, he's going to get an H station now, he's after that, he's going to New York.
Oh, he's going from Burnage Station to York, is he?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He goes to Manchester.
Is he from Burnage to Manchester and then from Manchester to York?
Yep.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Which Manchester station does he go to? Does he go to Piccadilly or the airport?
Yeah. It goes to any platform.
Any platform?
Yes, all of the platforms he goes.
Does he? You mean all the stations?
Yeah.
Every platform on every station?
Yeah.
Every platform on every station?
Yeah.
He's quite familiar with the train then, really, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's got lots of seats.
Look how many carriages he's got.
Oh, yes.
And sometimes the guard sit there.
Does he?
Mmm.
Does he lean out of his window?
Yeah.
Check that everybody's on the train and the doors are shut?
Yeah.
He needs to be worn out going backwards and forwards across the carpet with his train, doesn't he? So he is getting sore.
Yeah.
That's right over the bridge. Very good, Thomas. You're careful driving, aren't you?
Yeah. Turn the trains in.
Very good. And it's the station. You're really asleep, aren't you? Very tired.
Well, maybe this train's not going yet.
No.
It's on platform.
What platform is he on?
31.
Platform 31? Gosh, it must be a jolly big station to have 31 platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yep.
Very, very busy platform.
Mm-hmm. Times it's just two.
Is it? Well, Burnage Station it is, isn't it? It's one platform where you wait when you want trains to the airport, and another platform when you want a train to Manchester.
So this train's going now?
No.
The driver needs a drink.
Is he?
Yeah. Over the bridge and down the bridge. The bridge down.
Oh, I've got a problem now, Thomas. One of the lights isn't working.
Oh, no.
On this, and I don't know why.
Let me have a look.
Well, both the microphones have plugged in, look, haven't they? The lights are on green on both of the microphones. And yet, this one isn't picking anything up.
Oh, I'm a builder and I just sit.
It's just started working again. I don't know what the matter is.
But I have six microphones.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are you a microphone fixer?
Yeah. So what's happening?
Oh, I don't actually know. Why?
What's happening? All right, there's not done.
There's a problem with one of these. We had this a long time ago, didn't we? We found a problem with one of these things.
You just better try anything. That's all.
Well, I checked it a little while ago and it was working fine. Perhaps I'll just stop the tape.